Hi, I'm Joyce Grant, and I'm one of the co-founders of TeachingKidsNews.com. You might have wondered where we were yesterday. We were celebrating Thanksgiving. We're based in Canada, but we have readers around the world. But to those who did celebrate Thanksgiving yesterday, happy Thanksgiving. Now, the story behind the story this week, this is one I promised you from last week that we would cover, the new USMCA deal. And try saying USMCA without that song, YMCA, popping into your head. You can't. It's impossible. So I promised I'd do an article about it, but boy, was I dreading it. I mean, this deal is just super complicated. And to try to get up to speed on economics in 1 week and look at this incredibly wide-ranging and complicated deal just is impossible. So, however, I really felt that we needed to tell kids about it because, you know, economics is something that kids do have a stake in. They buy things and they want to know how it affects them. So I do believe in giving kids an understanding, however you can do it, that explains sort of roughly what the deal is. That also gives teachers and parents things that they can do. They can go as far into the talking about the deal as they want. They can do their own research and read articles and get more information. And if their child is interested, they can explore it. And I think that's great. So what we've given you is what I call a pretty good start. We talk about the NAFTA deal. We talk about the USMCA and explain what a tariff is and some of the things that are covered in the deal. And, you know, that will get you thinking and discussing. And I think that's what's important. Another reason that this is complicated is that there are so many different points of view. You've got the three countries, number one, and each country has a different stake, right? Mexico thinks one way, the US thinks another way, and Canada thinks another way. So those are three significant points of view. But you've also got the various manufacturers of goods, other countries that aren't in the deal. You've got farmers, you've got the consumers. So you've got tons and tons of points of view. And when you're reading any news article, it is important to look for points of view and see which ones are missing. So in this week, I would encourage you to look for the points of view that might be missing and also maybe retell the story from a different point of view, because I think that's where this kind of article really shines. Now, I hope you will tell people about Teaching Kids News. It is free and has been free for 9 years, and we have more than 1,000 articles in our archives. So I hope you will tweet about it and talk to other parents about it and teachers and kids on social media about TKN and encourage them to visit us and to leave a comment on our Facebook page. So until next week, thanks for listening. Bye.